Good morning. It is 16 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to KCAW Sitka. And in the studio with me this morning, I am very happy to have three gentlemen in to talk about a scholarship swimming lesson program. And they are Patrick Williams. He's the program coordinator for injury prevention at Sitka Community Hospital. One of his hats there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Also, the coach of the Barracuda swim team, Coach Soha.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. And Kevin Knox is the board president of the Barracuda swim team. Board, I guess, right?
Good morning, yes.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in. Well, we're mostly here to talk about a scholarship opportunity for young people to learn how to swim. So let's hear about that.
Sure. Primera Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alaska was kind enough to donate. I give a grant to the hospital for $3,000 for water safety, and $1,500 of that is going to the Barracudas to promote swim lessons to fund at least six kids throughout a year to learn how to swim and to, you know, get in the water and, you know, have some fun. So it's a good program.
That sounds really great. Do you is there an application process for kids? Or?
Yeah, we just use the original Barracuda application process that was already in place, and Kevin can chime in a little bit on that. It's fairly simple. This is focused on low socioeconomic status children, those that can't usually afford the swim lessons program. So it's going to do a lot of good. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, so we have a scholarship program that's already in place for our competition level swimmers on a needs basis. And we're just kind of transferring that over and using that same model to offer it for our lessons programs, too.
And you said throughout the year, Patrick, does that mean the lessons run all year?
The lessons are a 12-month program, yes.
Gosh, yeah. That's a big commitment for a young person, huh?
Well, not all the kids stay in for those full 12 months. Some, you know, cycle in and out, do two, 3 months or so, and then, you know, move on to something else. Some of the kids, and Coach Suha can talk about this a little bit, some of the kids will start in the lesson programs, move up through the different levels, and then actually decide that they want to try competition, and they move into our Dolphins group, which we hold tryouts for every once in a while.
Okay.
Well, you know, the history of the swim lessons with our club, that we kind of were doing it in a very small program when I took over 3 years ago. But swim lesson program was really actually was done by a private person who was doing it. It's called Swim America program. But when they quit doing that, so we kind of start getting all their swim lesson kids. So our swim lesson program suddenly, surprisingly to us, start growing. And finding swim lesson teachers is a very hard job in this town. So we're really encouraging adults to kind of come up, and if there are any out there, we always could use some. And plus, we're educating our older swimmers to teach swim lessons. And by saying that, we are definitely improving our swim lesson program day by day. And at the moment right now, we are doing much better. And
well, this $1,500 should help a little bit.
Yes.
For
and saying that we are basically the only people doing swim lessons in town. To us, it's very important that every kid needs to know how to swim in this town. There are boats, there are rivers and lakes around, and we want every kid to learn how to swim. And some kids can't afford the dues. And so this is really going to help a lot, some of the kids to come out there and do their lessons if that's the problem for them.
Mm-hmm.
And as Kevin said, our lesson program is designed in the pool with groups that we start from zero ability all the way up to kids who learn roughly how to do freestyle and backstroke. And after that, we have tryouts every 3-4 months, and the kids move up to Dolphins to learn how to become a competitive swimmers.
After they have sort of the basic skills.
Exactly, exactly. So we are improving, we're getting better, and educating our teachers and everything. We had some problems in the past, but I think we all passed those, and we're doing really good right now. And we encourage anyone who wants to be in our swim lesson program to come out and give us a call.
Okay, how does your You mentioned before we came on air that they aren't classes like we would typically think. You know, you go for so many days during a week for 3 weeks or something. Yeah. It's more
no
open
sessions.
Sort of.
Yeah, we go by monthly dues. If anybody wants to quit, they just tell us they want to stop coming, or they can join anytime. And that works out really good. The Barracudas, the swim team, is probably the only sport in town that goes year-round. We don't stop. We go year-round. We have swim meets in winter. We have swim meets in summer. And our kids work twice a day. Most of our kids swim in the morning and afternoon, about 3-4 hours a day. And so it's really important for the little kids to start getting into that schedule.
Mm-hmm. Our swim lesson program is 2 days a week. And like so I was saying, it is a monthly dues schedule, so you can kind of come in or come out, as you know, all the other activities that kind of go on in kids'
sure.
lives, you know, fluctuate. You know,
so if you need to stay in it for 3 months to get, you know,
sure, yeah,
or six or whatever,
right? And there are kids that stay in it for a whole year. They just love to be in the water, so they want to be there every day.
Yeah. And what are your monthly dues for folks who don't need the scholarship money but would maybe like to get their child involved?
The standard rate for the lessons is $40 a month.
No,
$60 a month, sorry.
$60 a month. It's Mondays and Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
They have the choice of two sessions. It's either 4 to 4:30 or 4:30 to 5.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so how do people get a hold of you about the applying for the grant money?
Well, they can basically call my cell phone.
Okay.
Is a good beginning. It's 738-8155.
Okay.
And we have some ads going on in the paper, too.
Oh, you do?
Or
okay.
They can basically just stop by the pool. And we are...
Anytime between 4 and 5 on Monday and Wednesday?
Mondays and Wednesdays.
Okay.
Yeah, we can... Somebody always available to talk to people and explain them what's going on. We have handouts and brochures.
Kailoa Harmon is our the main membership person that handles a lot of the scholarship applications and things like that. And she's often at the pool. So if people come down and ask for her and she's there, she can help.
Yeah, who are your board members, by the way? I wanted to ask you, just because people see people around town. And
yeah, we have
ask.
A fairly large board right now. I'm the board president. Scott MacArthur is on the board as well. Wow, you put me on the spot.
Oh, sorry.
Jennifer McNichol, Jennifer Davis, Summer Cox,
Kelly Pellet,
Lance Yours, Bo Bowder,
and Recycling Center.
David Urias.
Okay. Yeah. So any
there's
of these,
a whole,
yeah, there's
whole
a
mess
bunch
of people. Yeah.
So if folks see your board members around town, they can ask
Miranda.
About.
Yeah, Miranda Littlefield.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little bit off topic, but not that far. I know there's a big swim meet this weekend in Juneau. Can you just talk about that for a second?
Well, our swim team is going to a big state championship meet this weekend. We had 38 kids qualified for it, but only 18 is going.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited, and we're most of us leaving tomorrow morning. It's a statewide meet, and it's one of the biggest meets in state history. Number-wise, Juneau has been hosting most of the state meets this year, so it's to us it's a cheaper trip.
Sure.
So more kids are encouraged to go, and it's going to be a good meet for us, and we're very excited. Most kids are ready. Some of our really high-quality swimmers are going to be mostly focusing on a meet in Seattle in mid-March. This meet for them is a little bit of a like a swim through kind of meet.
Okay.
But most of our younger kids are going to be doing a wonderful job. I'm hoping they get a lot of best times.
I'm sure it's really exciting for the younger, newer kids to be able to go
huge.
To a state meet. That's a big deal because there are literally hundreds of kids at the meet.
Absolutely. So, you know, there are events that there are 140, 150 kids enter in one single event.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And only the 8 people goes to finals in the afternoon. Yeah.
Well, that should be fun. You're taking the ferry over?
No, most kids are flying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And of course, the weekend after that, we have our master's program swimmers. The older swimmers are going to state championship in Anchorage.
I see.
About 8 swimmers going to that.
Mm-hmm. We're excited. Well, there's a lot of great activity at the pool, and you guys are certainly a big part of that. So one more phone number from you.
738 8155.
8155. All right, great. Thanks. And thank you for coming in this morning. It was great having you all. Patrick Williams, Program Coordinator for Injury Prevention at Sitka Community Hospital. The coach of the Barracudas, the Mighty Barracudas, Suha. And Kevin Knox is in as the board president for the swim team.
Thanks for having us.
You bet.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
You.